Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Castor, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you. Today's special guest is Kristen Schulte. She's education director of Missouri River Relief. So today, first of all, welcome.
Thank you.
So today, Kristen and I are going to chat about a program that Missouri River Relief is offering to help Missourians better connect with the Missouri River. But first, we're going to talk about what is Missouri River Relief and what's its mission.
Yeah, our mission is to connect all people to the Missouri River. We envision a community that is well connected to this, you know, massive giant resource that we have flowing through our state, right along the banks of Jeff City and through our counties in central Missouri here. And so we see a place where people have a relationship with this resource where I think we can all sort of say at one time or another, if you've grown up around here, that you were maybe told the river was a scary and dangerous place. And I know within my own family, my dad would always tell me, it will suck you down under. You know, there's mysteries about this place. We can't see through to the bottom of it. And so there's just things we don't know and things we don't understand about it when we stand on its banks and we look at it. And I think that has added to the fear for a long time, too. And so really our mission is to connect people to this place because this place has a lot to give to our community. It can be a teacher. It can be a classroom. It can be a place that people find peace and calmness in and a place to, you know, to escape to. I like to think of it as being our mountains of the Midwest.
Yeah. Well, and I will say my encounter with it is usually I'm driving across the river or the bridge on the my connection with it is when I drive across the river. That's really the only time I see it. And I'm amazed at what such a living organism it is. You know, times like now where it is roaring because of the river or the rains, and other times when it's such a tranquil setting.
Yeah. And I think that's a lot of what we hear too. And there's a very different perspective from when you stand on the banks of this river and you look at it from that sort of like dead on angle, and then, or like downwards, right? And then there's a difference when you sit in a Missouri River Relief boat and the motors are turned off for a second and we are floating for a little bit and we're talking about this place and what makes it special. There's a real calmness that happens. And I got to experience that yesterday. We took out a group of high school students, and that calmness really shows up right after lunch hits.
Yes.
And the boat is sort of rocking, and you know, there might be some cat naps being taken.
Right.
And you know, you could look at that and be like, oh, that wasn't successful. But honestly, that's the other side of this place we want to show people.
Yeah.
Is that, like, how often can you actually think about that you took a little cat nap?
Oh, yeah.
When does that happen?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
When do we get that opportunity? So I think of that as like people enjoying themselves, and that's really what we want.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think that was a great comparison to the mountains. I mean, I think of the times I've been at the mountains and just to pause and just to take in the grandeur of the environment around you, it can be very peaceful and, even worthy of a cat nap, perhaps.
Uh-huh, exactly.
So you mentioned the boat trip you were on yesterday. What are some other ways that Missouri River Relief tries to meet that goal of its mission?
Yeah, so we do that through river cleanups, mm-hmm. Where we take people, volunteers out to pick up trash along the banks. We work the whole sort of the lower section of the Missouri River. So from Omaha, Nebraska to St. Louis, we'll do 3 to 4 major cleanups and then small cleanups sort of all in between. And a major cleanup could be 250 volunteers coming out and picking up trash. They could find over 1 ton of trash
Wow.
in just a half day. And we've been at that for the last 24 years. So we've been able to bring a lot of beauty to this place that I think is often thought about as being sort of like a drainage or a place where we go to dump things, and that is illegal, but it is a forgotten place in a lot of ways. So we've removed over 1,000 tons of trash from this place and have taken out over 35,000 volunteers have hand picked up all of that trash. And so that has been a big part of who we are and what we do, and in sort of a way that we see as an ability to connect someone to a place. Because I think when you're out there and you're picking up trash, there might be a moment once you sort of like get over the fact of like, oh wow, this is a lot of litter. There's a lot out here. What are we doing about all of this? I think there also is part of the cleanup that happens where you find yourself in them on the side of the bank, in the middle of the woods, on an island, on the river, and maybe you see a bald eagle fly over like we did yesterday, or you see a little baby eagle pop out of its little nest.
Yeah.
And those are those moments that we feel like get people building relationships and memories.
Yeah.
And so cleanups are a big part of that. Education is a big part of that.
Sure.
Our education programs serve all the way down to the various littlest. We call it our cutest program, but it's for early childhood. So it's 0 to 5 year olds.
Okay.
It's called Mornings at the River, and it happens in the month of June. Hmm. And it's free and open to the public. It takes place at Cooper's Landing, just right outside of Columbia, Missouri. And that program, I could go on and on about, it has a lot going on. So there's pretend play, there's time spent at the river, and the big thing that we hear from parents that attend it is, thank goodness that you had this program. I grew up very afraid of this place, and I don't want that for my child.
Yeah.
And I think that ultimately speaks to like what it really means to be a parent, is always wanting more or different than what we experienced as children.
Right.
And so it's been really, really nice to hear that reflected back in the community. Our other big programs are with school groups. And so we work with fourth graders up to high school, and we do on the river field trips. We really believe in having face-to-face experiences with this place. And I think it'd be really easy to walk into a classroom and say, here's the river in a PowerPoint presentation, but that's not where we put our focus or energy. There are a lot of different groups that could do that work in our communities, other environmental, education organizations and things like that. But there isn't anyone really taking people out on the river and giving this experience. And it's so different.
Yeah.
I think we all know that like a PowerPoint is different than a boat ride, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, and I'll give you a little tease, listeners, that Missouri River Relief, Jefferson City Schools, and the News Tribune are working together on a project that will be coming out in the coming days, in which some fourth graders at Thorpe Gordon have had that experience. And so you'll get to see through their eyes what they see the river, as well as their experience on the river.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. And that is going to be our pilot this spring that we do with Thorpe Gordon, doing a field trip with the STEM Academy students. And it's going to kick off taking out the entire school district for the following school year
and
the fall. So we're really excited. We're going to be hosting that program out of Norton Access, and hopefully be smoothing out all the sort of bumps and making it pretty polished come this fall. We've been running this program for the last 8 school years with Columbia Public Schools, so it feels really, really great to be able to bring this program to another school district. It feels like a tried and true, like it's a pilot for Thorpe, but you know, we've definitely been doing this for a long time too.
Yeah. All right. Well, one of the other ways that Missouri River Relief is really trying to create that connection with the rivers is something called the Catfishing Gear Library. And that's underway now and will be going on for a while. So let's talk a bit about how it all works.
Yeah, as far as we know, this might be the only catfish gear library in the United States. And it is housed at our offices right now. And how it works is that you can sign up to check out fishing poles, tackle box that's fully outfitted with everything that you might need, pliers, scissors, weights, lures, different hooks, all those sorts of things. And, you know, one of the things that has always kind of scared me about fishing is like, oh gosh, how many knots am I going to have to learn?
Right.
We even will pre-rig a bunch of systems up. So I'm like, when we were developing this, I was like, no way. We can't be like, you have to learn 3 knots just to fish. So we were able to boil this down to 1 knot. If you can tie your shoes, you can come out.
There you go.
And check out catfish gear. And then we also will provide bait and life jackets and pole holders. We've really sort of thought of it all.
Mm-hmm.
Talked to a lot of people that fish with their kids or have been out on the river for a long time. So the tackle boxes are pretty outfitted. There's a how-to catfish document in there. Mm-hmm. There's even a map with scannable locations you can go to. So you can scan a QR code and say, you know, take me to Taylor's Landing, or take me to Cooper's Landing, or take me to Norin Access. Those are all great spots to fish on the Missouri River. And then with the poles, these are not, we really wanted to emphasize the education component.
Yeah.
So we didn't want this to just be access to gear. We wanted it to be access to gear and knowledge.
Okay.
So we picked a set of poles that all are different. So when people go to check out the program, they can say, are they beginner, intermediate, or advanced? And even people could grow with the program.
Okay.
So you might start out beginner and you can move on to advanced. So meaning that we've got push buttons, which we probably have all probably had like a Mickey Mouse Disney Princess one at this point in our lives. Folks are kind of familiar with those. So a good push button is good for a beginner. Also good for kiddos. And then we've got spinning rods. And then sort of our most advanced pull is we've got a bait caster. So people can go out, get live bait, and play with one of those for a day.
Okay.
And I think that bait caster kind of opens up the door and really shows like a lot of the thinking behind what we were wanting to give access to.
Yeah.
Well,
and you also even have instruction, right?
Yeah.
Opportunities for experts to help those who are unsure.
Yeah. We have this amazing team of catfishing instructors that you can sign up for a specific date and go out and fish the banks of the Missouri River. Mm-hmm. Most of those lessons are happening at Cooper's Landing this year. And then there's one that will be at Norin Access this fall.
Okay.
So we're kind of sandwiching that with a cleanup that we're doing on a Saturday, and then there will be catfishing instructions that happen on a Sunday following the cleanup.
Okay.
So
what's the date on that?
The date for that is October 26th.
All right, so mark your calendars and do a little cleanup and then maybe clean out some catfish out of the river.
Exactly.
So so how does one participate? If someone said, hey, I want to try this out, how would they go about doing that?
Yeah, so we've got a sign-up form on our website at riverrelief.org, and you can look for the Catfish Gear Library there, and you'll find a sign-up form. There are two forms. One is if you want to check out just the gear, and you would fill out the form, and then we would confirm your dates, and then you would get a code, and that would give you access to a shed that has 5 slots in it. And you would come and you would pull all your things from the slot. And then when you were done, you'd return it all back to that same slot.
Okay.
It's also pretty common that folks are like, can I keep it for one more weekend? They don't want to give it back. So. But we haven't had any problems with that, to be honest.
Yeah.
And then if you wanted lessons, same thing, go to our website, find the lesson sign up form, and then tell us, you know, a little bit about yourself, and then we'll confirm your dates and times. And then we also are fishing permit vendors, and we have some financial aid to offer to folks. So if folks need a fishing permit, that is something we can help out with.
Okay.
Our education coordinator who oversees the program, she also speaks Spanish. And so a lot of times she's been able to help folks through the permitting process, doing a little translation on the other end of the phone. And so that's been really, really great to be able to, you know, we said earlier, you know, connect all people.
Yeah.
And we don't want language to be a barrier. And fishing is like the most universal language.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So,
when one checks out the equipment, how many days can they use it?
Typically people will ask for it for a weekend.
Okay.
Is what we'll see.
Okay.
I've got one family that's, you know, been checking out the gear every weekend for like the last few months. So I think they're doing the grand fishing tour.
Oh, there we go. Hit every spot, huh?
Find all their spots. I think at this point I'm like, okay, should we buy these guys some gear?
Clearly. Mm-hmm. So what sort of reception have you gotten from folks that are using
it? It's been incredible. In May, we launched the program. So last year, and we served 329 people.
Wow.
And, you know, that's pretty good for a gear library that's made up of 25 fishing poles.
Sure. Sure.
We were also able with the gear library to start integrating fishing into our education programs. So we work with the VA hospital, and we take out a group of veterans that are in a substance abuse unit, also a residential program. Mm-hmm. And we take those folks out fishing, and it is a really incredible experience to connect veterans to the river.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of anyone that needs more calm and peacefulness in their lives than that audience. And so, and it's also been interesting to be able to show them, here's an activity without a substance in hand, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so for a lot of those guys to revisit things that might be hard, you know, with their past, we're kind of there to be able to lend a supporting hand. So
yeah. So as you've experienced this since the inception of this program, what affirmations have you received that yes, this is a valuable program, that where you see the value in how it's helping or changing lives?
Yeah, I think that this Catfish Gear Library is tapping into an audience in our community that is often underserved. Most of the folks that are participating in this program are multilingual. They speak more than one language. And I think with us being permit vendors, that has really helped as well. That access piece, it's like kind of coming back to what we were saying before. It's that access to the gear, access to knowledge, access to fishing permits, because we're providing financial aid. Mm-hmm. And think about, like, how did you learn how to fish?
Right.
And that is generational knowledge.
Yes.
That is passed on. And not everyone is lucky like that.
Right.
And I think this program is filling a lot of gaps that are often go overlooked or underlooked.
Yeah. Well, so again, if someone wants to participate in this, what's your website where they can sign up?
Riverrelief.org.
Okay. We'll also put in our show notes some more of the details about dates where there would be experts available to help, and other details that might help folks make that decision. So, Kristen, thank you so much for joining us
today. Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.